Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 13th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksy Weber, and we share these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement, and that's our goal today. Today's message is titled, Persuading Men. And two scripture portions, close together actually, but 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11 and verse 14.
Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men, for Christ's love compels us.
Several weeks ago, a reporter and a photographer were kidnapped in the Middle East and finally freed when they feigned conversion to Islam. What an incredible contrast this reveals between the two largest faith systems in the world today. Among the root causes of terrorism is a goal to convert, by any means, the rest of the world to the Islamic religion.
Several years ago, Stephen and I heard a very interesting missionary whose ministry is encountering Muslims in London with the truth claims of Jesus Christ. He has extensively studied the religion of Islam in order to prepare himself for public debates with top Muslim scholars, quote unquote, of course that word scholars. These debates are held at a place called Speaker's Corner, a large public arena where various groups are allowed to express themselves. His insights on Islam are extremely interesting, as well as his perspective concerning the current terrorism situation.
The Great Commission of Jesus Christ to His church is, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Our call is to seek to convert others to this way of life, as is also the ambition of any worldview. Secular humanism is, for instance, certainly seeking to convert others to its outlook on life. The issue here is not the desire that others share our beliefs, but rather the means of transmission. We can't force someone to become a Christian, since it involves transformation from the inside out.
Today, in virtually every region of the world, there are followers of Jesus Christ preaching this good news, attempting to persuade others to follow Christ. Well, we're two of them here today. There are scores of followers who are expressing the love of Jesus Christ through acts of compassion, accompanied by a verbal witness. As we prepare this morning's message, dedicated Christian believers in many parts of the world who share God's love are imprisoned and their lives are imperiled. Their crime? Merely witnessing for Christ.
The Apostle Paul provides such a powerful example for us in this regard in the daily text. He had at one time been an ardent persecutor of the followers of Christ, but at his conversion, everything changed. He himself took on the great commission of Christ and began to preach and seek to persuade. In Acts 26, Paul was sharing his faith, and Agrippa stated, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" Paul's response should be ours as well. Short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these changes. Wherever we are today, let us continue with our mission of preaching and persuading, compelled by Christ's love.
Let's pray. We persuade others to follow you by showing that this all-surpassing power within our lives is not from us, but from you, God, who dwells within us. Your love compels us to reach out toward others, to share the love of Christ in our conversation and show the love of Christ in our actions. Help us to be faithful in doing so. Amen.
Amen. And without apology, it is our desire today to persuade any that might be listening to this podcast that have not received the Lord to do so today and begin to follow Jesus in the ways of the Bible. It's a simple prayer that expresses belief and commitment to Christ. I have placed up on the site today. There's no certain one right way to pray the prayer, but it's a prayer often called the sinner's prayer. It's a prayer of initial belief and commitment to Christ. The wording that I use today is this: Jesus, thank you for loving me. I confess that I am a sinner. I believe you are the promised Messiah who came to die for my sins. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my life. I receive you as my Savior and will follow you as my Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. Well, again, it's our joy to share with you a number of additional resources as well as a couple of extra thoughts are up on the site today. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. There is a link to additional resources for new Christians. If any of you listening to this have today or recently turned to the Lord, there's a page placed up by an online ministry called Gospel.com that has additional resources, especially for new Christians. Also today I have that website up I alluded to regarding the gentleman that serves the Lord in London. His website is called answeringislam.org.uk. And there's a link to that up as well, and as well as a very interesting open letter that's very much related to the message that I share today. May you have a blessed day. May you continue to stay faithful to the one who loves you so, the Lord Jesus Christ.